You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
7:45, quarter till 8, time to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you can safely, go to jeffersonfinancial.org. You'll find some calculators there, almost 100 of them, that'll help you with all kinds of different things. With that, we welcome in Mark Rosa. How you doing, Mark?
Happy Friday, sir. I'm doing well.
Happy Friday to you as well. What are we talking about today?
Tommy, you know that we get news updates all during the day, market news updates, and it's they feel like they never complete without saying, giving a quote on where the Dow is or the S&P 500 is. And that's been so routine for so long, and people want to know where the markets are moving, and they know kind of intuitively that, well, that might impact my own holdings or my own stock investments. And if somebody says the Dow is up today, well, that generally puts a smile on people's faces. They believe that their 401 can be up. We also know, however, that if the Dow is up, our personal investments could be down because the Dow only represents 30 large companies. So it kind of segued over to what's a better barometer of market action, and it would be the S&P 500 because within the name, it represents the movement, the average movement of 500 companies. So if the S&P is up, well, it's a better than average chance that your holdings will be up and your 401k will be up. And I guess that's what gives us some idea of where the markets are moving and where our own investments are moving. What's seldom mentioned is if you have anything on the borrowing side, is there any type of barometer that keeps an eye on rates, where they're going? Because rates, of course, are moving with market conditions, not just when the Fed chooses to move some rates. And actually, the Fed, when they do move rates very specifically, it really only impacts with precision the early end of the market. What I mean by that is that they're physically changing short-term rates. And then the market decides where the other rates are being changed or if they move at all, going out to long-term rates. So I wanted to bring that up this morning because I had a couple of people, that members of the credit union, that came in. They wanted to make a mortgage loan. You know, that's not fast like a car loan, in and out. It's, you know, you gather all the paperwork, you do appraisals on the property and all the things that naturally go into loans on houses or real estate. And it's like they got caught in between some movement in rates. And it's like, why did the rates move? Well, we would price off of, like many financial institutions, you price off of Fannie Mae. You can contact them every day from a lender's perspective. And it's like, where have rates moved? And keep in mind that the Fed's not done anything since last year, and rates have moved. So what is the barometer? It's what it is. It's the U.S. Treasury 10-year note rate. And what sounds like a mouthful is really not. It's the rate that the federal government borrows money for a 10-year term. And I tried it this morning. I'm a subscriber to the Wall Street Journal, so I see their graphs and I see a lot of the material that they provide me. I pay for that. But for somebody, you don't have to pay for that. If you Googled it on your phone, I was Googling on my computer, 10-year Treasury note rate, plenty of information comes up absolutely free, 24/7, and you can't get away from it. It's right there for anybody that wants to see it. So the beginning of the year, the 10-year rate.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Started at about 4.6%, and it had a steady decline all the way to the end of March. Now, that's been good news. You and I were talking just a couple of weeks ago about there were 6 weeks in a row where mortgage rates were falling. The 10-year note rate has a lot to do with where mortgage rates are and where they're going. So from that barometer standpoint, if you want to know what the stock market is doing, you're never far away from an S&P 500 quote. Well, it's the same thing with people that are interested in buying or selling a house or refinancing or doing all those things with long-term debt, i.e. mortgages. So why is a 10-year note rate from the government, why is that having an impact on 30-year money that people, just citizens, you and I would borrow? Well, the Mortgage Lenders Association did a lot of research, and they continue to do it. This is a continuing process. That the average mortgage only stays out there for about 12 years. People are moving, they're buying, they're selling, they're refinancing, they're doing something to the mortgage that they hold, and that is the average life of a mortgage. Seldom does somebody make a loan today and hold it the full 30 years and just be squeezing that 360th payment when it goes out to finally pay the house off. So with those modifications, meaning a refinance or something, well, it starts over. That's a new mortgage. The old mortgage is paid off, And again, the average is 12 years. The Treasury doesn't have 12-year money. They borrow money in increments that when you get out to the longer end of what's called the curve, it's 10-year, 20-year, 30-year. So the 10-year Treasury rate is the one that all of Wall Street, financial markets, mortgage markets, they look to where that 10-year is, and mortgage rates tend to move in the similar direction as the 10-year Treasury rate. So right now it's 4.33 as of this morning. If the federal government went to borrow money, they're always borrowing money. That's why we have the deficit that we have. So if they went out to borrow money this morning, at least in theory, they're going to pay 4.33%. Does that mean that we're going to get a 4.3% mortgage? Of course not. There's what's called the spread. The Treasury doesn't have to worry about defaults. They have a printing press. They could always pay their bills. People, not so much. You've got some default in there because something will happen to somebody where their mortgage is going to be interrupted due to default. So what it normally is, Tommy, is a point and a half above that is where the 30-year mortgage should be. Where is it now? Well, it's about 2 points above because of all the news of the tariffs. And that has injected some uncertainty into financial markets. And as far as people going out to borrow money, a couple of people came in, and again, where the year started, it was about 4.6, and the 10-year rate fell just a few weeks ago. It was 4.0. So that's where I remember you and I talking in the spring, in around March, that 30. I looked it up on Bankrate.com that you had some 30-year mortgages that started with the number 5. So if the government was paying 4% for money, a 2% spread would mean we're paying 6%. And then they backed that down. A couple of lenders wanted to have the first mover's advantage because it looked like the economy was improving, meaning inflation was ebbing, and it has been. And the Fed was getting closer to a point in the summer where they're expected to lower rates. So, okay, we got some advance notice. The market started to move with that, brought the rate down to 6%. Some people were loaning in the 5s, and then the tariffs came on April 2nd. So what happened to many borrowers, they were coming in and getting their mortgages done, but right before they were locking in the rates, called Fannie Mae, and it was up by a half a point. That's not all the money in the world, but people notice. It was enough to change their monthly payment because it's big money for a long time, and it was like, what gives? We were just in here a week ago, and we were talking about rates. Absolutely. And the 10-year rate flipped up a half a point. It took no time at all, and that repriced all of the mortgage market. So I guess what I'm saying is there is a barometer. There is something that all our listeners could look at. If you get used to that, you get used to like the S&P 500, and you understand, well, that might be affecting my 401k, largely full of equities. What happens to the stuff when we're trying to borrow money and we want to get, obviously, the financing as cheaply as possible? It would be that 10-year Treasury note, and it's popped up. It pulled back just a little bit, so I think people were getting an idea that the tariffs weren't going to be around too long. But I was listening to you talk about what Buddy Nungesser was saying. It's creating some short-term risk and uncertainty, and for many reasons, I hope that pulls away quickly because then the 10-year note rate will resume its decline. And mortgage rates will follow right in suit.
Very valuable information. Thank you, Mark.
Pleasure,
Roser,
sir.
President, CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, 7:54 and a half. Time for traffic now, WWL.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.